Good afternoon. Welcome to Oremos Communications Internet Radio. This is Jane Aniceto,
Emily Osman,
Winnie Thompson,
and Martha Ann Zerba.
From the Legion of Mary Wilmington, Delaware Courier, United States of America. We're broadcasting from St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hocassin, Delaware. Today is March 29, 2019. After we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, we will pray the scriptural way of the cross. Then we will read, pray, and meditate on today's gospel reading. And also, since Sunday is Lectare Sunday, we will play an audio from the religion teacher explaining what it is. Finally, we will say the prayers of the Legion and then a novena to three American saints of life.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hocassin, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words, "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to save the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told St. Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to St. Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body,
and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of this sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen. Amen.
God of power and mercy, in love you sent your Son, that we might be cleansed of sin and live with you forever. Bless us as we gather to reflect on his suffering and his death, that we may learn from his example the way we should go. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The first station, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took along Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to feel sorrow and distress. Then he said to them, "My soul is sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and keep watch with me." He advanced a little and fell prostrate in prayer, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." When he returned to his disciples, he found them asleep. He said to Peter, "So you could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Lord, grant us the strength and the wisdom that we may seek to follow your will in all things.
Lord Jesus Christ, help us walk in your steps. Jesus is betrayed by Judas and arrested. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Then, while Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, accompanied by a crowd with swords and clubs, who had come from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. His betrayer had arranged a signal with them, saying, "The man I shall kiss is the one. Arrest him and lead him away securely." He came and immediately went over to him and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. At this, they laid their hands on him and arrested him. Lord, grant us the courage of our convictions, that our lives may faithfully reflect the good news you bring.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
The third station, Jesus is condemned by the Sanhedrin. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When day came, the council of elders of the people met, both chief priests and scribes, and they brought him before their Sanhedrin. They said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." But he replied to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I question, you will not respond. But from this time on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." They all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He replied to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further need have we for testimony? We have heard it from his own mouth." Lord, grant us your sense of righteousness, that we may never cease to work to bring about the justice of the kingdom that you promised.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
The fourth station, Jesus is denied by Peter. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. One of the maids came over to him and said, "You too were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it in front of everyone, saying, "I do not know what you are talking about." As he went out to the gate, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, "This man was with Jesus the Nazarene." Again, he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." A little later, the bystanders came over and said to Peter, "Surely you too are one of them. Even your speech gives you away." At that, he began to curse and to swear, "I do not know the man." And immediately a cock crowed. Then Peter remembered the word that Jesus had spoken, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." He went out and began to weep bitterly. Lord, grant us the gift of honesty, that we may not fear to speak the truth even when difficult.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
The fifth station, Jesus is judged by Pilate. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
The chief priest, with the elders and the scribes, that is, the whole Sanhedrin, held a council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate questioned him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He said to him in reply, "You say so." The chief priest accused him of many things. Again, Pilate questioned him, "Have you no answer? See how many things they accused you of?" Jesus gave him no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas and handed Jesus over to be crucified. Lord, grant us discernment that we may see you as you see us, not as the world sees us.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
The sixth station, Jesus is scourged and crowned with thorns. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him scourged. And the soldiers wove a crown out of thorns and placed it on his head and clothed him in a purple cloak. And they came to him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they struck him repeatedly. Lord, grant us patience in times of suffering, that we may offer our lives as a sacrifice of praise.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
The seventh station, Jesus bears the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When the chief priests and the guards saw Jesus, they cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no guilt in him." They cried out, "Take him away, take him away, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha. Lord, grant us strength of purpose, that we may faithfully bear our cross each day.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
The eighth station. Jesus is helped by Simon the Cyrenian to carry the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by thy holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
They pressed into service a passerby, Simon, a Cyrenian, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. Lord, grant us willing spirits that we may be your instruments on earth.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
The ninth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
A large crowd of people followed Jesus, including many women who mourned and lamented him. Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep instead for yourselves and for your children. For indeed, the days are coming when people will say, 'Blessed are the barren, the wombs it never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' At that time, people will say to the mountains, 'Fall upon us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if these things are done when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Lord, grant us gentle spirits that we may comfort those who mourn.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
The tenth station, Jesus is crucified. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him and the criminals there, one on his right, the other on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Lord, grant us merciful hearts that we may bring your reconciliation and forgiveness to all.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
The 11th station. Jesus promises his kingdom to the good thief. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we have received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Lord, grant us perseverance that we may never stop seeking you.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
The 12th station. Jesus speaks to his mother and the disciple. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Lord, grant us constancy that we may be willing to stand by those in need.
Lord Jesus,
Help us walk in your steps.
Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon because of an eclipse of the sun. Then the veil of the temple was torn down the middle. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And when he had said this, he breathed his last. Lord, grant us trust in you, that when our time on earth is ended, in our spirits we may come to you without delay.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
The 14th station, Jesus is placed in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your Holy Spirit, you have redeemed the world.
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be handed over. Taking the body, Joseph wrapped it in clean linen and laid it in the new tomb that he had hewn in the rock. Then he rolled a huge stone across the entrance to the tomb and departed. Lord, grant us your compassion that we may always provide for those in need.
Lord Jesus, help us walk in your steps.
Lord Jesus Christ, your passion and death is the sacrifice that unites earth and heaven and reconciles all people to you. May we, who are faithfully reflected on these mysteries, follow in your steps, and so come to share your glory in heaven, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Lectio Divina for today's Gospel reading, Mark 12:28-34. Opening prayer. God, we do not want to die. We want to live. We want to be happy, but without paying the price. We belong to our times when sacrifice and suffering are out of fashion. God, make life worth the pain of living it. Give us back the age-old realization that life means to be born again and again in pain, that it may become again a journey of hope to you, together with Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Gospel reading, Mark 12:28-34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, which is the first of all the commandments? Jesus replied, the first is this, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this. The scribe said to him, well said, teacher, you are right in saying, he is one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And no one dared to ask him any more questions. Reflection. In today's gospel, The scribes and doctors of the law want to know from Jesus which is the greatest commandment of all. Even today, many people want to know what is more important in religion. Some say that it is to be baptized. Others say that it is to go to church and to participate in the Sunday Mass. Others still say to love our neighbor and to struggle for a more just world. Others are concerned only with appearances and with tasks in the church. The question of the doctor of the law. Sometime before the question of the scribe, the discussion was with a Sadducees concerning faith in the resurrection. The doctor who had participated in the debate was pleased with Jesus' answer. He perceived in it his great intelligence and wished to take advantage of the occasion to ask a question to clarify something. Which is the greatest commandment of all? At that time, the Jews had many norms to regulate the observance of the Ten Commandments of the law. Some said, all these norms have the same value because they all come from God. It is not up to us to introduce any distinction in the things of God. Others said, some laws are more important than others, and for this reason, they oblige more. The doctor wants to know what Jesus thinks. Jesus responds quoting a passage from the Bible which says that the greatest among commandments is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. At the time of Jesus, pious Jews recited this phrase three times a day, in the morning, at noon, and in the evening. It was so well known among them, just as the Our Father is among us. The Pharisees would even wear tefillin, which were tiny scrolls with these words written on them. And Jesus adds, quoting the Bible again, the second one is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other greater commandment than these two. A brief but very profound response. It is a summary of everything that Jesus teaches on God and his life. The response of the doctor of the law. The doctor agrees with Jesus and concludes, well said, to love your neighbor as yourself, this is far more important than any burnt offering or sacrifice. That is, the commandment to love is more important than the commandments which concern the worship and sacrifices of the temple. The prophets of the Old Testament already had affirmed this. Today, we would say that the practice of love is more important than novenas, promises, sermons, and processions. The summary of the kingdom. Jesus confirms the doctor's conclusion and says, you are not far from the kingdom of God. In fact, the kingdom of God consists in the union of two loves, love toward God and love toward neighbor. Because if God is Father, Mother, we are all brothers and sisters, and we know we should show this in practice, living in community. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. We, disciples, should keep this law in our mind, in our intelligence, in our heart, in our hands and feet, because one cannot reach God without giving oneself totally to one's neighbor. Jesus had said to the doctor of the law, you are not far from the kingdom of God. The doctor was already close, but in order to be able to enter the kingdom, he still had to go a step forward. In the Old Testament, the criterion of love toward neighbor was, love your neighbor as yourself. In the New Testament, Jesus extends the sense of love. This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Then the criterion will be, love your neighbor as Jesus has loved you. This is the sure path to being able to live together in a more just and fraternal way. Some personal questions we might want to ask. What is the most important priority for you in exercising your religion? Are we, personally, our close community, our society, closer to the kingdom of God nowadays, or farther away from it than the doctor of the law who was praised by Jesus? Our concluding prayer, among the gods there is none to compare with you, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You, God, and none other.
Amen.
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 This Sunday, March the 31st, is the fourth Sunday of Lent, or what we call Laetare Sunday. We would like to share with you an audio from the religion teacher.
What is Laetare Sunday? On the fourth Sunday of Lent, we celebrate what we call Laetare Sunday. So here are three important things to know. Number one, where does the name come from? Laetare is a Latin word that means rejoice. The name comes from a scripture verse from the book of Isaiah. Rejoice, O Jerusalem, and come together, all you that love her. Rejoice with joy, you that have been in sorrow. This verse is the incipit of the introit for the Mass. Incipit, in Latin, literally means here begins. It refers to the opening word or words of a text. The word introit means entrance. The introit at Mass is the entrance antiphon or psalm that is sung or said as the priest approaches the altar for Mass. Number two, why are the priests wearing pink? Well, first of all, they're not wearing pink, they're wearing rose. It's a subtle difference, but an important one. Just as on the third Sunday of Advent, which is Gaudete Sunday, priests wear rose-colored vestments, and the rose-colored candle is lit on the Advent wreath, so too do you see priests at Mass wearing their rose-colored chasubles during the Mass on Laetare Sunday. Why? Well, the change from violet to rose is meant to mark a shift in our celebration of Lent. Today is a day to rejoice, even as we make our Lenten sacrifices. It's a short break from the somberness of penance symbolized by the color violet. Here's another historical explanation for the color. Beginning about 1,000 years ago, popes would honor faithful citizens with a pink rose, and priests would wear rose-colored vestments as a reminder in celebration of this honor. Still today, a golden rose that is blessed on Laetare Sunday is occasionally given by popes to churches and shrines throughout the world. Number three, why do we celebrate on the fourth Sunday of Lent? Laetare Sunday marks the halfway point through the season of Lent, celebrated 21 days before Easter Sunday. Essentially, this is a way of encouragement for those of us doing penance and making our Lenten sacrifices. On this day, we are encouraged and reminded that through our sacrifice, we will soon taste great joy. So rejoice now in your sorrow. Don't forget that after Christ's passion and death on the cross came the joy of resurrection.
We'll now pray the Legion prayers.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Come, O Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and they shall be created.
And you shall renew the face of the earth.
Let us pray. God our Father, pour out the gifts of your Holy Spirit on the world. You sent the Spirit on your church to begin the teaching of the gospel. Now let the Spirit continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You, O Lord, will open my lips.
And my tongue shall announce your praise.
Incline unto my aid, O God.
O Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal salvation, grant, we beseech you, that, meditating upon these mysteries in the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, Through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Most Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Have mercy on us.
Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Pray for us.
St. Joseph.
Pray for us.
St. John the Evangelist.
Pray for us.
St. Louis Marie de Montfort.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Who is she that comes forth
as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array?
My soul glorifies the Lord.
My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth, all ages will call me blessed.
The Almighty works marvels for me.
Holy
his name.
His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him.
He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted.
He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly.
He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty.
He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy.
The mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising,
fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array?
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you.
O Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator with the Father, you have been pleased to appoint the most blessed Virgin, your mother, to be our mother also, our mediatrix with you. Mercifully grant that whoever comes to you seeking your favors may rejoice to receive all of them through her. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our prayers and our necessities, but ever deliver us from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin Mary. Mary, Immaculate, Mediatrix of all graces,
pray for us.
Saint Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael,
pray for us.
All you heavenly powers, Mary's Legion of Angels,
pray for us.
Saint John the Baptist,
pray for us.
Saint Peter and Paul,
pray for us.
Confer,
O Lord, on us, who serve beneath the standard of Mary, that fullness of faith in you and trust in her, to which it is given to conquer the world. Grant us a lively faith, animated by charity, which will enable us to perform all our actions from the motive of pure love of you, and ever to see you and serve you in our neighbor. A faith firm and immovable as a rock, through which we shall rest tranquil and steadfast amid the crosses, toils, and disappointments of life. A courageous faith which will inspire us to undertake and carry out without hesitation great things for your glory and for the salvation of souls. A faith which will be our legion's pillar of fire, to lead us forth united, to kindle everywhere the fires of divine love, to enlighten those who are in darkness and in the shadow of death, to inflame those who are lukewarm, to bring back life to those who are dead in sin, and which will guide our own feet in the way of peace, so that the battle of life over, our legion may reassemble without the loss of anyone in the kingdom of your love and glory. Amen.
May the souls of our departed legionaries and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A novena to three American saints for life. St. Elizabeth Seton, Francis Cabrini, and John Neumann are powerful witnesses to the gospel of life, each in their own time. This novena suggests 3 days of prayer to each of the saints for the promotion of life in our country and our church today. Saint Francis Xavier Cabrini was born in a village in Lombardy in 1850, so fragile at birth that she was brought immediately to the church to be baptized. While from her youth she dreamed of being a missionary, she was 3 times rejected when applying to a convent. Yet, in her years of religious life, she founded an order, 70 orphanages, schools, and hospitals scattered over 8 countries in Europe, North, South, and Central America. St. Francis Cabrini, in every corner of hemisphere, you sought out those whom everyone had forgotten. Mother of immigrants, friend of orphans, protector of the poor, intercede for us who seek to follow your example. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Mother of those who care for the sick, inspire doctors to be apostles for life. Mother of the homeless, teach us that all life comes from God and rests only in Him. Mother of little children, be with the child who is alone or afraid.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We welcome your comments. Please send them via email to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. I repeat, legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. We would like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible: Father Dillingham, pastor of the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware, United States of America. Tony McGinley of Oremus Communications, A.J. Loporto, who provided the music, and all the members of the Legion of Mary, Wilmington Curia. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m. We will have a special guest. God bless.